And it's time for the business news. Ko Taku Hua NINA, ko Nona Peltier, who joins me in the studio. Let's talk about the KiwiSaver provider, Nona, Kiwi Wealth. It's been sold. What are the deets?
Well, Kiwi Wealth was, or still is, actually owned by the Kiwi Group, which owns Kiwi Bank, for example. Well, anyway, it's been sold for $310 million to Fisher Funds. It's another active manager, so Kiwi Wealth is an active fund manager, same sort of idea. It's an important acquisition for Fisher. It catapults them from the fourth largest to the third largest fund manager in New Zealand. It's not a completely done deal. They're going to need some overseas investment office approval for the deal because Fisher Funds does have some overseas investors involved in their business. But it's really, you know, it's pretty much business as usual for the Kiwi Wealth clients. There's about 270,000 members there that will be shifting over to Fisher Funds for a while. They're going to be operating as at least two different brands, but who knows what happens in the future. There may be some job losses, but for the most part, Fisher Funds are saying it's going to be business as usual.
Okay, let's talk about My Food Bag. It's dropped its full-year earnings outlook.
Yes,
what is the reason? Because it's had a bit of mixed publicity over the past few months.
Well, it's a couple of things. It's inflation, for one, because the cost of food has gone up. So that's put the company's position in a different sort of market. So, you know, where it would have cost X number of dollars, now it's costing a little bit more. So that's hitting their bottom line one way or another. They're either absorbing those costs or trying to pass them on, but it's still the same problem. And of course, there was the COVID outbreak, which had made it more difficult for My Food Bag to fill orders and to get those orders out and that sort of thing. So that was a complicating factor. So they've had like labor market shortages, which we've seen across the board, but also the other issue of the inflation and consumer sentiment changing a bit. I mean, food is a lot more expensive, so My Food Bag is looking to sort of, has been marketing cheaper products, but that means that their margins aren't as good. So as a result of that, their deliveries for the 4 months ended June were down 4% on the year earlier, and their underlying earnings were down about 8.5%, even though revenue had risen 2.5%. That just shows you how tight the things are on that front. So the company hasn't yet reported their full year their result, but you know, it's the sign of the times that we're seeing there. It's coming through in food prices, and of course My Food Bag is feeling that too.
Okay, let's take a spin through the markets.
Right, I've got it right this time because I made a mistake on Friday by saying the market had risen when it actually had dropped. The numbers were right, but the direction was wrong.
Okay.
What can I say? But today, the New Zealand Top 50 Index, it rose 0.5%, which is pretty good. That was a 59-point gain to 11,789. Now, the New Zealand dollar has taken a bit of a hit today, and that's because China has reported some weaker economic data than one was expecting. And so that's saying maybe economic times are changing. They may be cutting interest rates there. That's seen the New Zealand dollar kind of moved down a little bit at 64.2 US cents, 90.5 Australian, which is about where it was before anyway, and 53 pence.
53 cents. Okay.
Yeah, there we
go. Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier there with Business News.